Text numéro 14. BAFTA tries to increase diversity with 120 changes to its awards. British Academy of Film and Television Arts has announced a complete overhaul of its awards system, which includes adding 1,000 new members to its committee and limiting the amount that studios can spend campaigning for nominations, in a bid to recognise more diverse talent. The wide-ranging changes are the result of a 7-month review process, which was triggered by heavy criticism over the lack of diversity in its major awards earlier this year. After the nominations in January, where there were no actors of colour represented, and another all-male Best Director shortlist, the Oscar-winning director Steve McQueen said that BAFTA was at risk of becoming irrelevant if it didn't change and recognise more diverse talent. In total, there are 120 changes to BAFTA's award processes, with a commitment to introduce 1,000 new members from underrepresented backgrounds over the next 2 years that will add to its 6,700 membership. We need to reflect society, not reflect industry. I think that's the key thing, because the industry isn't good enough at the moment, said Majumdar, who became the first person of colour to chair BAFTA in June. The voting system will undergo several changes, including a list of 15 films that committee members must watch to avoid a smaller selection of the most famous films dominating the list, and an extra round of voting designed to give members more time to view a wider range of films. In an attempt to level the playing field, BAFTA will limit how much time can be spent on each film's campaign. The exact spending cap has yet to be confirmed, but Samuelson said it was designed to mitigate the effects of who has most money to spend and encourage voters to focus on the performances they had seen. Studios must now choose whether to nominate actors for lead or supporting awards. They can no longer apply for both. Last year, there was criticism that both Scarlett Johansson and Margot Robbie were both nominated twice, while no female actors of colour had been considered at all. In an attempt to make the directing category more diverse, it will now allow a shortlist of 6 nominations up from 4, and half of the 20 nominees on the long list must be women. Samuelson and Majumdar confirmed that the idea of gender-neutral acting awards had been raised as an idea but was dismissed over fears it could actually reduce diversity. The Outstanding British Film category will now have 10 nominations rather than 6, a response to the fact the review highlighted the need for BAFTA to do more to champion the vast pool of multicultural British talent in its awards ceremonies. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2020.